Be'ez Hashem is Baruch Hu begin Perg Shmini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam, Sechah Shkagos, in the laws of errors, in the Sefer Kabbalah, in the book of private sacrifices, which we continue into a related category, that of the Ashram Tali, regarding the suspended guilt offering, which connects with the previous, which we had spoken about regarding the regular carbon chattas. The Rambam begins Halacha Alf discussing the obligation, the liability of this carbon. Kol chet shechayom nashegasei chattas kavua, which we had been speaking about the previous parakim. Any sin which a person would be liable when he does that sin in error, he's obligated in a permanent carbon chattas, which is specifically regarding that type of chattas, not those which could depend on what the sin is. Then chayoven aloi hoydashaloi, then there's a liability when he doesn't know for sure, he's going to be liable, Asham Tali, the suspended Asham. Now, Ma'aloi Noida, what does this mean that he doesn't know if he committed a sin or not? So, imnestabically, if he's in doubt, im shagag bedavaze, oi le shagag, he doesn't know if he made an error. He doesn't know now, did I make a mistake or did I not commit a sin? He's commanded to sacrifice this guilt offering. Shalom, like it says in the Pasig, im Bayikra. Balayodan, he doesn't know, but Ashtrim, and he's guilty, but Nasa, when he carries his sin. Behavi, Ayel, Tamim, Minatsoin, and he brings an unblemished ram from the sheep, Be'erkachal, Ashtrim, in your valuation of a guilt orphic. Bezel, Nikra, Ashtrim, Tali, this is the carbon that's called the suspended Ashtrim. Neshu, Mechapra, Alasafik, because it's atoning for a doubt. Vitoilala, it's suspending for him this punishment, divine punishment, until he knows definitively that he did sin by mistake, and then he'll bring a sin offering, but up until he knows definitively, he has to bring an Asham Tali. Now, Allah Beis qualifies this doubt that it has to be specifically that there was an established prohibition over here. So, in the Chayv Asham Tali, a person is not going to be liable for this suspended Asham, at Shiyasham Isr Kavua, until there was an established prohibition. Kate said, how so? So, Achal Chaylev, if someone ate forbidden fats, but there's a doubt if he ate the shear of being liable, which is the amount of an olive, or he didn't eat it. But there was a definite isra over there. Or there was a piece of forbidden fats and a piece of kosher fats. And he eats one of them, doesn't know which one he ate from. Again, but there was a definite isra over there. He just had a doubt regarding that. Or let's say, he has his wife and his sister with him in the house. And Baal Achsman, he was intimate with one of them. In your days, he doesn't know which one he was intimate with. Or let's say, Shabbos v'chol, there was Shabbos and the weekday. He knows one of the days he did work on, but doesn't know which one he did. Was it on Shabbos or the weekday? Let's say he knows he did forbidden work on Shabbos. But he doesn't know, in other words, doesn't know the action he did, if it was actually a forbidden malacha, or was it something that was permitted to be done on Shabbos. So Hariz maybe Ashram Tali. So then he brings the suspended Ashram, because there's a definite Isra over here, we just don't know if it was something that he committed or not, and Machin Koyetz was anything that's similar to that. But let's say there was a piece in front of him. There was never established that was Isra over here. We don't know, was it forbidden fats? Was it kosher fats? Bachalan eats it, pate is exempt. She'in kan isr kavu, there was no established prohibited element over here in the first place. And whoever eats from the fats of the koi, which was a creature that is doubtful if it's a wild animal, and hence its fats would be permitted, as a chai is, or if it was a behemoth domesticated animal, and hence its chaylev would be that of forbidden, so then pata mashram tali. So it's exempt from mashram tali, sharei kat isa gavud. There's no establishment over here. We never knew in the first place if a chai is that of a chai or of that of a behemoth. And b'china ba al isha, she's fake nida. So if someone is intimate with a woman who is doubtful if she's menstruating, or there was a doubt if she was considered a forbidden relationship to him, pata mashram tali. He's exempt from mashram tali because he never had an established isa over here. Therefore, if a woman finds blood on her cloth that she checks herself after she's intimate, and she only checks at a later time and they find blood, or let's say someone marries his sister-in-law, his brother died without any children, so he has an obligation to do yibum, but he marries her within three months, which he's not supposed to, he's supposed to wait to figure out the paternity of the child, but then she gives birth. Now, if you do, it's not known in Ben Tishah Lidushin, is this a 9-month baby for the first husband from the brother that passed away, and hence she's what's called Eshesach Shleibah Mekah Mitzvah. There's actually no mitzvah Yibim. Actually, it's forbidden because she's an heir of Eshesach because they had a child. Or Ben Shabbal Achron, and maybe it's actually from the second husband, from the brother-in-law, and it was a baby born after 7 months, which in Talmudic times it wasn't born in 8 months, wasn't considered viable, but it was either 7 months or 9 months. It comes out that his brother actually died without any children, and the wife is permitted and is a mitzvah to do yibum to him. So in all these situations, how do you na carbon? Is an exemption from that of a carbon. And anything that's similar to this, there's no established Isser over here. We have a doubt, but it was never established that there was an Isser, and hence it's not going to be a liability of Ashram Tali. If someone eats a piece, and one witness tells him, this that you ate was forbidden fats. Now, one witness says, you didn't eat forbidden fats. Or let's say Isha Meres, a woman says, he ate. Another woman says, he didn't eat. Since it was established that there's a prohibited element over here, because we're talking about that there's two pieces over here, one of chelev and one of shuman. One says you ate chelev, one says no, you ate the one of shuman. And he doesn't know if he's in or not, and we have one saying yeah, one saying not. Again, how is it made ashram tali? Then he's going to bring the suspended ashram. So too, anyone that's intimate with a married woman. But one witness says, Meisbal, her husband died. Where he's permitted to her. Beidachlema, one witness says, Loibes, he didn't die. Again, Chayib Ashram Tali is going to be liable for Ashram Tali because here was Nikva Issa. The prohibition was established because we know she had a chazaka that she was a married woman. But we have a doubt now. Same thing, Bawadin Lesfeg Magadesha. So too, if it's doubtful if a woman is divorced, let's say two witnesses say she was divorced, two says that she wasn't, which she shouldn't get married, and if she does marry, she has to leave. Since she has to leave, so there's a liability of Ashram Tali, because even though we don't know for sure, but since there's a Cheska Seisha Seisha, it was established Isser, therefore there would be a liability of Ashram Tali until we know definitively either way, Shari Nikba Isser, because the Isser was established. But let's say we're not sure if she was engaged in the first place, oh, then like Nikba Isser, then the prohibition was not established. Only by the Gerushin, where you had a Cheskes Isser, now we're not sure if that was removed, that was Nikba Isser. But if we're not sure if she got married in the first place, that would not create a liability of the Suffolk for a Ashram Tali. Halacha Dalet. If someone had in front of him two pieces, Achashal Chaylev, Achashal Shuman, one of forbidden fats, one of kosher fats, Vachal Achman, and he ate one of them. Vogoy Kelev, Achal Asashni, and now a Gentile or a dog came and ate the second piece. Or the other way around. A Gentile or a dog ate the first piece of Yisrael Bachal Shania, and a Jew came along and ate the second piece. Or let's say he ate the first piece deliberately, and the second piece he ate by mistake, or the other way around. Or ate the first piece by mistake, and the second piece deliberately. Either way, all these cases share the same idea. We know one of the pieces was chil, but we're not sure the liability would only be if it's done bishkaga. So, or if he ate it, and here the other piece doesn't have that mistaken element to be chay v'chatas when he would know, to know now that he does know b'yashem tali, so there would be, but there is one piece that we know that he ate, so he chay b'yashem tali, ha'yishama isser kavua, because there was an established isser. We don't know, however, if he ate the forbidden piece, or again, if he maybe ate it, but not b'shaygig, or let's say the dog ate it, whatever it is. Now, achash tein b'zadim, and if he ate both of them deliberately, oh, here also, Patam Makabim is going to be exempt from Makabim. The reason is because there's no Hashem Tali, because there's no doubt. He most definitely ate forbidden fats, and he did it deliberately. And there's also Patam Chatzis, because he ate it deliberately. Now, Achash Shtein Mishkaga, if he ate both of them by mistake, then maybe Chatzis. Then actually brings a Chatzis, because it's definite that he ate the Chalev, because one of them was Chalev, and he ate both of them. Now, Achalas Rishon Mishkaga, let's say the first one ate by mistake. Uvo'achav Achalas Rishon Mishkaga, and now a second person ate the second piece by mistake. They're both can be liable for an Ashram Tali because each one of them ate a piece that we're not sure if he ate the one that's Chalev or Shuman. With anything like that, where if you have a doubt, which with a Kviyas Isser, then it's Ashram Tali. If you know definitively, then there's going to be a Karmel Chatas. Halacha Hay continues regarding when the doubt is regarding a certain type of Isser in the certain type of category. Chalev and Isser Lefanam. Let's say this forbidden fats and a leftover of a carbon, which both of these are forbidden to be eaten, in front of him. Achal achas mehani, now he ate one of them. Ve'en yidu eizim enachal, he doesn't know which one he ate. Well, let's say ishtei nidva achayse ima babayis, his wife who's menstruating, and his sister, which both of them are forbidden to him, are both in this house. Ve'shogim ba'achas mehani, he made a mistake with one of them, but ve'en yidu eizim enbol, he doesn't know which one he was intimate with. Or let's say Shabbos v'im kippurim, you have Shabbos v'im kippurim, ba'asa malocha ben ashmash v'nehni, he did malocha by twilight, which is between Yom Kippurim is on Friday, going into Shabbos. In all these cases, he's going to be exempt from a carbon, and he doesn't bring a chatas, because he doesn't know which he sinned in, Kamoi should be on, like we already explained in Perek Beis, which chatas only has to be ashachata ba, that you know which exact sins, although you know your sin, but you don't know which one. And Bavain may be Ashim Tali, doesn't mean a suspended Ashim, show your day Bavadi Shachata, because no definitely, he knows definitely that he sinned, he just doesn't know which one. And Ashim Tali is only if you don't know if you sinned. So he's actually not going to bring any carbon in this situation. Halachov continues regarding Ashim Tali, regarding different types of Averis. So Kol Davar Shechayam Avadoi Chatas Kavua Achas. So anything that, if you knew definitively that you made a mistake and you had sinned, you'd be liable for chatas. So in chayavin aloi hoyde shaloi, then you're liable for when you don't know for sure if you did it. Ashim tali achad, one ashim tali. Now, v'chod v'shechayim l'avadoi chatoi is harbe. Any situation where if you definitively did this act, you'd be liable for many sin offerings for that one act. Chayavin aloi hoyde shaloi ashim estaloim harbe. Then you'd be liable for when you don't know if you did this act, many ashim talis. Kimina chatoi, according to the amount of chatoi, you'd be liable if you knew definitively. Kitzit, how so? Just like if someone ate forbidden fats, blood, a leftover from a carbon, and pigle, if there was a machshava that it should be brought beyond its time. And if he did it in one lapse of awareness, the halacha would be chayav arba chatos, be liable for four sin offerings. So to be in doubt if he ate them or didn't eat it, maybe he ate the permitted piece that was with them, so he doesn't know if he did or not, maybe arba asham islam, he's going to make four asham tallis. Because it's the same thing when you don't know as when you do know. And let's say when he's not sure, if the woman that he was intimate with, was it his wife? Or maybe it was that woman that was with her, that he'd be liable for her eight different sin offerings, as we explained in Perek Dal Lacha Beis. Or is it maybe Shemayin Hashem Esluin? So just like when you knew definitively it would be eight chatois, so too, in the situation when you don't know, you'd bring Ashem Talis. That same amount. Lach Zayin, regarding that the awareness in a situation of doubt as dividing the amount of liabilities, like we said regarding that of Chatas. So, Eichel Chaticha, Mishtei Chatichas. If somebody eats one of two pieces, now, when this topic is not sure, Im Shal Chaylev Ochel, Eich Shal Shemin Ochel, doesn't know, did he eat the non-kosher fats, did he eat the kosher fats? Now, V'achash Nil HaSavik, after that he became aware of this doubt, Ochel Chaticha, Mishtei Chaticha Sacheres. He ate again from another two pieces. He ate one piece. And he's not sure, was it from the forbidden fats or the kosher fats? He said, maybe Shtei Asham Yisluim is going to bring two Asham Tolis. He's going to bring each one because of that awareness of the Safik creates a separate liability for the next time he's going to have that. Halacha Ches. Because Kshem Shiyadi is Vadei Bein HaTayim. Because just like the definitive awareness in between sins, when you did b'shaykik, did you find out that you did? Is mechalekes l'chatos, it separates for the liability of a chatos, where you're going to bring two carbon chatos, as we said in Perek Vav l'chatos, kachidiyas suffik bein time. So do the awareness of maybe he's committed a sin, would be mechalekes l'ashamas, would divide for the liabilities of the guilt offerings of Asham Tali. Now, lefikah, therefore, if someone ate five olive-sized pieces of forbidden fats in one lapse of awareness, but the noidelo yidia safik al achsman, he becomes aware only of the doubt of one of them, which he's not sure. Wait a second, is that chel b'shem? He ate five, but only becomes aware of one of those suffics, which that creates a liability of Hashem Tali on that one kedais. Because of the noidelo yidia safik al chesal sheni, then he becomes aware of that. Wait a second, maybe that second piece was also chel b'shem. Emachin al kol achsman achas told regarding every single one, one after another, he has a separate yidia of safik on each one of them. Chayav Hashem Tali kol achsman achas mila b'va separate Hashem Tali on each one of these, because yidias amachalikas, just like we say regarding that of the chatas. Halacha Tes discusses situations that there'd be liability also of a chatas. Chaticha shal shemen v'chaticha shal chayv. If there's a piece of kosher fat and a piece of non-kosher fat, which is from different parts of the animal, achal achsman eats one of these pieces. He doesn't know which piece it is. So he brings the suspended Ashim. Then he goes and he eats the second piece. Okay, maybe Chatas. Now he's going to be a sin offering because he knows definitively that he ate Chalav, whether now or before. So let's say a second person eats the second piece. Well, then maybe Achar Ashim Tali. Then the second person can be Ashim Tali. Like we already explained in Halacha Dal, because this is considered Nikfa Is. It was established that there was Issa somewhere here, and both of them might have eaten the forbidden one, but we don't know. Therefore, they both bring Ashim Tali. Halacha Yod, Chaticha Shal Chalav, Chaticha Shal Chalav Noiser. So you have one piece of forbidden fats, and you have another piece of forbidden fats that's not only the Chalav, it's also left over from a carbon. So there's two elements in that piece. Now, the person ate one of them, he doesn't know which one he ate. So maybe chatas al chilev. So he's going to bring for sure a sin offering for the forbidden fats because most definitely both of them had the isur chilev in it. So for sure eat chilev. But the ashem tali mishum nice. He's going to have to bring ashem tali because of the nice, because maybe he ate the piece that had the nice. Now regarding a safek of me'ila from hektish, that he's not going to bring, as we're going to see later on perek tes alach yud aleph. But he's going to have to bring ashem tali for the nice. Now achal es hashniyah behel msheni. Let's say he ate the second piece. Not in the same lapse of awareness, but in another lapse of awareness, because he had already become aware in between that, maybe shalosh chatos. He's going to have to bring three sin offerings. One for eating the fats of one piece, another one for eating the fats of the other piece, and one for eating the nicer of one of the pieces. Now, v'mhayi b'shav v'pruta, and if it was worth also that of a pruta, then maybe ashram v'ad de'mishram ilah, you may have to bring what's called the definitive ashram, which one of the cases that there is a few cases that you bring ashram vade, that is me'ilah, misappropriation, where it's not a suffix anymore. You know for sure one of the pieces was nicer and he ate both of them, so then we have to bring also an ashram vade for that of me'ilah. Now, achal echad es achas mishte. Now, let's say, however, one of them ate one of these two pieces. Uva achar v'achal es hashnei, and another person came along and ate the second piece. Okay, zem may be chatas v'ashram tali. So this guy is going to bring a chatas and ashram tali, because chatas for sure both pieces are a chelev, and ashram tali because he might have eaten the one of them nicer. But zem may be chatas v'ashram tali. The other one also brings a chatas and ashram tali, because each one of them for sure ate the chelev, which is liable for karma chatas, and also might have eaten nicer, which is liable for ashram tali. And mechen kogez, but is there any cases that are similar to this? Again, they all share the same concept, the principle that we're discussing, that chatas is when you know definitively, when you don't know, and there was nikva iser, is liability of ashram tali.